Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's 1 o'clock on a Thursday, which means people get to release some tension. That's right. Whoever you're mad at in the world, now is your chance to let them know. It's Bleep You Thursday. The phone number is 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. A lot of reasons people are mad in this world. I got one on Twitter already. Curtis says, my bleep you goes to the Cowboys and their fans. It's Dallas week, so bleep you, your owner, your fans, your history, just everything about you. Kind of like that, man. Just set the tone early. Let's go to these phones. Eddie is in Seat Pleasant. What's up, Eddie?
Taking my phone call, and I've got a bunch of bleep yous, but the first one is to those damn Cowboy fans here in D.C. that's faking. Y'all don't come out like it's Groundhog Day when they only winning or picking their head up on that. All last year, we couldn't find y'all. Stop faking. This is the DMV. This is Redskin country slash Commanders, who we call ourselves. So I got a big bleep you to them. Don't run up on me while I have my gear on, because I'm aware, win, lose, or draw, because we not fake like y'all are. So bleep y'all. Thank you, Jay.
Hell yeah, Eddie. Great call. Eddie bringing the passion. Mad at fake-ass Cowboy fans. Never been to Texas. Let's go to Rusty in Delaware. What's up, Rusty? Who you mad at?
What's going on, JP? Yeah, definitely on the Cowboys, without a doubt. But my bleep you is to you.
Me?
My bleep you is to you. So we tried to recreate a selfie that we did last year at the Bears game that brought us incredible luck. And this year, we were just a mere 10, 12 feet away from the same spot, and we settled on a different
spot. I said
spot
we could walk
the
over
result.
There, dude. I said we could walk actually, over there.
Actually, you said this spot will be fine.
I said, do you want to walk over there? This spot is good.
It's all love, brother. It's all love.
I'm reversing the bleep you to you. You should have been like, no, we have to go over there for good luck.
I'm bleeping myself, too. I'm bleeping myself okay. for not saying, no, let's walk over there to the stairwell.
Next time we will. I got to be honest, Rusty, I'm not sure that where we took that photo would have mattered in the game with three turnovers. But
without a doubt.
There's no way to know for sure.
Next time.
All right. It was nice meeting you. It was good seeing you and meeting the kids. Thank you for saying hello. Take care. Enjoy the weekend, dude. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I've already been bleeped, and we're two callers into the segment. That might be a new record, Landfill. Let's go to our guy Charlie in College Park. Charlie, who you mad at, dude?
First of all, Landfill, what's up? Everything's cool, man. You realize, JP, you just made history. I've never heard a reverse bleep. You turned it right
the Mongolian what, reversal.
Take it easy, Eddie. Take a sedative or something, man. Good God. My bleep is to the NFL and the NFL Rules Committee. I am sick and bleeping tired. a play that's getting near the end zone, running at the corner and passing the football over the damn pylon to get a touchdown. That's not a touchdown. I played this game a long time. Your body's out of bounds, and I know it's where your feet are, this and that. If they're going to do that, put a chip. Tell Wilson Sporting Goods to put a chip in the football so something bleeps when that ball tosses that play. You kidding me? The ball goes over the pylon, and that's a touchdown. Bleep you tonight.
Thank you, Charlie. Great call, dude. I am not mad. Here's what I'll say specific to the ball going over the pylon counting as a touchdown. I don't hate the idea of the chip technology. It might slow it down even more, which would be kind of annoying. But I like that if you reach for the pylon, it's a touchdown. If your body's out of bounds but the ball is over the pylon, that's a touchdown. I like that it's accessible to score touchdowns. But the flip to that is, and this is where I generally disagree with a lot of people, I also like the rule that if you fumble out of the end zone on your way in for a touchdown, it's a touchback for the other team. Touchdowns are the biggest goal you can get in a football game, and you should make them accessible for receivers diving out of bounds or running backs or Taylor Heinicke. I like all that, but it has to come with additional risk that if you are going to stretch for that play, you better damn well make the play, otherwise it's a turnover. So I like the risk-reward of that to counter Charlie. Keep the phone lines going here, 800-636-1067. Tay is in D.C. What's up, Tay?
What's up, JP?
Hey, buddy. Who you mad at?
John Lindsay. That dude left me on hold last week for, like, the whole damn show. And then next thing I know, here comes Grant and Danny. So just real quick, leave John Lindsay.
That's funny, dude. I didn't know you were on hold, and I'm sorry. John Lindsay had a hell of a day. He came in to say hi, ended up working the whole day. He was S-talking Jeff the whole time. Jeff, did you want to respond to young John Lindsay? He was dragging you pretty good, dude.
Hey, from the video that I seen on Twitter, he dragged himself. I don't have to respond. Anytime JP wish for me to come back to work, brother, you are beating yourself up.
He did get the burgers really well, though. So respect there.
He was fast with the burgers, Jeff. He was fast with the burgers. That's a fact, Landfill. We had a very thorough burger discussion at NBC4 last night. Unyang wants us to try Joya Burger. Has anybody tried Joya Burger yet?
No. Did she make that one up?
No, dude. There's a place in at Glover Park. So it's Joia. And listen, Un is a legit foodie, but she likes high-end, you know, Michelin star restaurants, but also just cheeseburgers. So we gotta find Joya Burger. I think there's one in like Mount Pleasant, one in Glover Park. Let's put that on new business, Landfill. Let's see if we can pull that off. Maybe they do Uber Eats. I don't know, but let's find Joya Burger. Let's keep the phones going. Mark is in Gaithersburg. Mark, who you mad at, dude?
I'm mad at, like, kind of fair weather fans, what you were talking about earlier today. Like, during the game Monday, a buddy of mine texted me after we were six down, and he's like, why do we play so terrible? And I'm like, we're one score down. You know what I mean? I just, I don't know, man. I mean, he's actually even said, like, you know, I'd rather see Mariota in there than Jaden. I'm just like, just fans like that, I don't get, man. Bleep them.
Dude, that's a great call, and I totally agree with you. The folks that are, like, mad at Jaden all of a sudden are out of their damn mind. They're just absolutely out of their damn mind. I'll never understand that, and I think people just got to relax, dude. You got to try to keep in mind the totality of a football season, not the immediacy of a loss, because those losses suck, not pretending. Relax just a little bit, man. Relax. R-E-L-A-X, to quote Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to Brendan is in Calvert. What's up, Brendan?
What's up, JP? The guy before me kind of stole my thunder because I was going to say bleep you to any Commanders fans that are blaming Jaden Daniels for having fun and smiling and just beating himself. Let the man do his job. He got us there before. He'll get us there again.
Well said, sir. Seriously, thank you. That's a good call. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Intern John is not working today. So if you call, Jeff will probably identify your name and city correctly, and we won't leave you on hold for 4 hours. John is in McLean. What's up, Johnny?
What's going on, guys? I just want to throw my bleep you to the Dallas Cowboys fans, those ones that rep the team. They're from Arlington, Virginia, not Arlington, Texas. I also want to throw a little bleep you to the Bears fans who've been calling this a rivalry since the 24 draft. Ain't no rivalry. We had a bad game. We lost. You didn't. That's what it is.
I like it. Thank you for the call, brother. Can I quickly just weigh in, maybe perhaps issue my own bleep you? People at, like, I don't have my DMs open, right? I'm pretty accessible. If you want to, like, you can always tweet at me. You can call the radio station. My email address is certainly out there in the ether. Like, I'm pretty accessible. And I've learned the DMs are just a weird space that I don't need open because people have this, like, expectation of a response. But in the last commercial break, I decided to give a quick check to my DMs. To start with, this is not a bleep you, but I get asked this all the time. I cannot help you with autographs. It is, like, explicitly against the rules in as a journalist to ask a player for an autograph, period. So just so everybody understands, I can't help you with autographs, period, full stop, end of sentence, next paragraph, new chapter. I got a DM, somebody asked for an autograph. That happens all the time. I can't help you. All right. This was a new one though, Jeff. somebody asked me for the Monday night game. And obviously I'm seeing this on Thursday, so I did not help. And I apologize. Somebody asked me, they said, I bought tickets for my family for the game, but we don't have parking because the pricing is outrageous. Can you help me find reasonably priced parking? I can't help you with that. Like, I'm not the parking guy. I think, honestly, Landfill, can you confirm for me? I think the best course of action for folks that are looking for parking for Commanders games is probably to call Chris Russell, or at least just tweet at him.
Yeah,
he has
definitely.
The parking hookups, right?
At WrestleMania621, he knows where all the good spots are, the places where your car won't get towed or stolen.
Probably get you one for free.
I mean, Russell's generally can hook up free parking. If not, it'll be significantly less than other parking vendors.
I'll go so far as to say if he can't pull off free parking for you, it's because he personally doesn't like you.
Yeah. Whatever your parking needs, whether it's at a Commanders game, a Nats game, a Caps game, or even at your office, hit up Chris Russell. He's a parking expert. He tries to keep that low-key. I don't know why he's shy about it. Let the world know your skills.
Rudy. His show starts in 45 minutes on 980.
Yeah, damn right it does. This one, though, fellas, this one feels a little personal. The series of DMs I got. And I got to be honest, I don't know what this fella's upset about. However, in a series of three DMs, I don't know what the time frame was of these, this dude sent me a message privately. It said, and I don't know if he's talking about me or something else I may have posted. I don't know. One was, horrible analogy, you bleeping loser. Another one said, no one is trying to move forward. The media is pushing that narrative. And then the piece de resistance. No one gives a bleep, you sellout piece of bleep. So bleep you, nameless, faceless, troll, dork. Why are you sending me these messages? What do you think the response is going to be, you loser? Anything to add to this guy, fellas? Or gal, I guess?
You found my burner.
Now that I would believe. Although I don't think you would be sending those privately. I still kind of think you started the at JP Finley Sucks account.
I did not.
Okay.
Now, quick question.
You did start one. Yeah.
Was that back to back? Like, were those messages like back to back? Or
I will.
Did he take his time? Like, was it days in between?
Something tells me that fella doesn't take his time when he does anything, if you know what I'm saying. I'll try to find it. Now, the person that asked for the autograph, I replied, sorry, I can't help with that stuff. We're not allowed to ask. And that was a very kind response. Okay, thank you. Cool. Let me find this probably unhinged lunatic. The first two responses were from, they weren't, two of those were back-to-back. One of them was Monday night. I don't know. This person appears to have a phones. Elijah's in D.C. Eli, who you mad at?
Yo, man. I'm mad at whoever or whatever is preventing us from getting to our 15 to 20 play script with the Commanders. I feel like whatever's going on, I'm like, man, we just can't get our 15 to 20 solid plays to get in rhythm. But I really was calling in about that burger spot too, man. That happens to be my neck of the woods, man. And there's pros and cons to that play. Oh yeah, so the thing is, the double patty, I don't mind thin patty, but it's razor thin and it's Wagyu. So I wound up spending $40 to tell my wife. She was like, "Yo, what's the deal?" I was like, "Yo, I spent $40 on two burgers, and I had the first one and it was super good." But so when you have your first, when you eat it the first time, you're gonna be like, "Oh, I'm getting another one," but you're like, "Ah, it's another $20." So if you want to spend $40, because you know, as a grown man, it's not that big of a burger. Now if you got your kids with you, the kids meal is killing. It's super good. What they got, like, you know, with ice cream and a whole deal, and it's way more approachable. So if you bring your kids, and that's the vibe. But like for yourself, you can be like, dude, I'm still about to be hungry, man. You're gonna have to be dealing with some other stuff, man.
Well, thank you for the call, Eli. Landfill. Yeah. That sounds perfect for me. I like small burgers.
That's what I was thinking. You enjoy the one patty.
Yeah, one patty is a burger. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, if you look up the definition in the dictionary, assuming those still exist, like, you get a patty between a bun, and that's a cheeseburger. That's a hamburger.
You're right? So passionate about this issue, you've caused multiple fights and repeatedly derailed lunch attempts by refusing to use Five Guys terminology.
That's so unlike me to derail something over semantics. I mean, that just doesn't speak to my character. Phone lines are open. Tony's in New Carrollton. What's up, Tone?
What up? What up? What's going on?
He still said it.
Don't worry, I'm not going to cuss. Okay.
Half a second. It was half a second later. So I'm not going to cuss. Half a second later, there it goes.
Yo, speaking of that, my favorite line yesterday in the locker room, I asked Javon Kinlaw what Dallas is doing so well offensively, and he goes, "They're blocking like some mother bleep." It was I enjoy Javon Kinlaw. He has a perfect delivery. Unlike that gentleman who called on the radio, said he wasn't going to cuss, and then immediately cussed. Please feel free to share your complaint about the Beltway drivers with Chris Russell. What is his handle?
At WrestleMania621.
There's a big part of me that hopes Russell is just getting bombarded with requests for parking and people complaining about Beltway traffic. But to that caller's point, speaking of Beltway traffic, I've driven to Ashburn the last two mornings, and I am a vocal supporter of the great state of Maryland. I went to college there. I grew up there. I'm raising my children there. Whatever's going on the Maryland side of the Legion Bridge, like, can we do it faster or simpler or something? Because damn. All right, last one. Brandon's in Manassas. Brandon, who you mad at, dude?
I'm going to say bleep you to Debo Samuel for messing up my 14-leg parlay that I had going between the doubleheader Monday night. All I needed was a measly 25 receiving yards from him, and he ended up with 15. I know he was missing practice all week, so I wasn't expecting him, you know, Debo to go Debo. But the last drive of the game when the Commanders had the ball, he ran a straight route down the field and was wide open. It looked like Jaden was about to throw it to him, but then he got pressure. And he had to scramble out, and that was the play where he dumped it to McNichols for that 26-yard pickup. So, bleep you, and I guess bleep you to the Commanders' O-line for forcing that play to happen. Thanks, JP.
Sorry, buddy. I had a buddy my buddy Ricky told me his nephew missed a 16-leg parlay on a – he needed a Bill anytime touchdown, and a $100 bet would have paid him $32,000. That's crazy money, man. Crazy money. Another rousing edition of Bleep You Thursday in the books. Thank you to everybody that called. Particularly that dude that promised us he wouldn't cuss and then cussed a second later. Peter Rosenberg joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy practiced yesterday for the first time since aggravating his toe injury in week 4, although he was still limited. More specifically, Purdy is more limited than Mac Jones, according to head coach Kyle Shanahan. Jones, the 49ers backup quarterback who's gone 3-1 in Purdy's place, is dealing with knee and oblique injuries. But speaking of the 49ers, they just opened up George Kittle's 21-day window. They're hoping to have him available for Sunday night's game against the Atlanta Falcons. And tonight, your Thursday night football matchup, you've got the Steelers and the Bengals. The Steelers are riding a 3-game win streak and hope to keep it going against Cincinnati and veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. From the Crop Medcat 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A few minutes, we'll be joined by our friend Peter Rosenberg. But, man, let's start with what we're learning at practice. Commanders wide receiver group is on the field for Thursday's practice. Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin, not among them. That is problematic for Washington. Some hope you get Terry back. Not there today. I mean, we're not ruling anybody out based on it, but it's not great. Deebo Samuel dealing with that injury. Now, he missed days last week and ended up playing. But, again, this is not great news for an organization that the offense just looks clunky and they're trying to put it all together. I think there's real reason for concern offensively. And, you know, you hope it gets better, but until you see those guys out there, I'd say especially Terry, Debo has missed some practices and then played. Terry hasn't played now in a few weeks. Yesterday was his first day of limited practice. Nobody's ruling anybody out, but that's not the update you were hoping for. Also, I saw this from Standig. Chris Rodriguez and Dorrance Armstrong also not at practice. Now, listen, the media only gets to watch a little bit, and then a whole bunch of other – then players can come in or out after the media is shuffled off to the side of the field back into the annex, the trailer where we all work out of. So, I don't know. That is not good news, specifically with Terry, I would say. Doesn't – no finality to any of that, but cause for concern. Jeffrey, what's your immediate reaction to no Terry, no Debo at practice? Gotcha. Jeff's at a loss for words. I think that properly sums up how Jeff Walker feels, and he's rarely at a loss for words. There's no rule that says those guys can't practice today, practice tomorrow, play Sunday. There's also no rule that says Washington can't win without those guys, but it does continue to get more and more difficult. Noah Brown's not playing. At least we don't have to juggle that question mark. We just know the answer because he's on the IR now. You'd like to see if you do go into this game, at a certain point they'll just have no real options, but like you'd like to see Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane's playing time increase. Joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude Makes the Most Reliable HVAC Equipment in the DMV, is our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Peter, how are you, dude? How have your travels been?
Speaking of rude, I'm sorry I couldn't pull it together for last week. I thought I would.
Bro, you were in Australia. That's okay.
But I thought I'd be able to manage, you know, like, it'll be, you know, 1:30 in the morning or whatever. Bruh, I was not correct. But the travel was beautiful. Perth, Australia was great, and I'm happy to be back. I was so happy to be back in time for that game until I wasn't happy to be back in time for that game.
So I want to talk some Skins football with you, obviously. But I am curious, what is the reception to WWE like when you go overseas? Is it crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty loved. It's pretty loved, man. Like, walking around in Perth, Australia, I was blown away by the amount of, like, merch in the streets. Like, maybe the most I've ever seen were, like, walking out, like, when I was walking around on Thursday and Friday and the show was on Saturday, the amount of people wearing just WWE-related products was so wild. And then, you know, they sold out three shows. It was there for Friday SmackDown. Saturday we had Crown Jewel, and Monday they had Raw. All were sold out in Perth, Australia. So, listen, it's growing continuously across the world, but I'm not going to lie, it's pretty huge. And the fans are just so knowledgeable all over the world. And full recommendation for Perth, Australia. If one can handle going to the furthest place away on planet Earth, well worthwhile trip.
Wow. I assume there's like Australian wrestling leagues, federations, whatever, or is
small
WWE
ones.
Still the biggest?
No, it's the biggest. They have small ones, but like,
okay,
WWE is still the main thing that people watch on television. But we have like three pretty, you know, big Australian stars right now. In fact, one of maybe like the biggest up and coming star in the company is Australian. So that also probably helps as well.
Damn, Perth is far, dude. I just looked at that on a map.
You looked it up? No, right, it's far, bro. Far.
All right, we've got our friend Peter Rosenberg on the line, fresh back from Australia with WWE. Got his radio show on ESPN New York this afternoon. This dude does it all, and through it all is a Burgundy and Gold fan. We'll start with Chicago. How disappointing was that loss to you? What went through your head when Jaden put that ball on the ground at the end?
You know, aren't football losses like so just, they're such a unique experience. Like, you put so much into weekly football games. It's so unlike any other sports regular season. Like, the level of defeat that you feel is just so strong. So, like, for me,
living
it was like
dying
a five-minute, and it was like a three-minute process of, like, realizing we're going to lose now. Like, you literally, you go through, like, denial. and then acceptance, negotiation, acceptance. You go through all the steps, and then, like, we're losing. And then you watch the ball go through the net as it zeros, and you go, we just lost. We just went from 4-2 and first place in the division to 3-3 in 1 second. And the reason it happened is because our best player just put the ball on the ground. It happens, you know?
Well, dude, even after the fumble, it's like, all right, well, if the defense can get a stop. So it was like you got stabbed and then slowly bled out. It wasn't like an instant guillotine. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
but did anybody think, based on what that game had felt like, did anybody think we were getting a stop there for field goal range? It didn't even cross my mind, honestly. Yeah. I didn't. Not to say that the defense was horrible on every possession, but it just seemed like too often, you know, when you look at the big picture of the game, not the third quarter, but like the big picture of the game, Chicago kind of moved the ball when they wanted to. And so I did not feel good about that possession.
All right, so now we turn the page to Dallas. Dallas has an excellent offense and a bad defense. How do you feel about Washington going down to Dallas and getting a very important dub?
Well, won't it come down to the exact same thing? You cannot lose the turnover battle because they're going to get their points. I do believe that by the time we get to December, January, I think this defense will get better and better. And I think they will be capable of winning football games. I think right now the defense is still very much a work in progress. And that means the offense basically has to score constantly. And it cannot be that Bill drops the ball or Jaden drops the ball or that Jaden throws a bad pick. Those things just cannot happen. I don't expect that they will. And furthermore, I know Dan Quinn talked about that this week, you can't spot teams 2 touchdowns to start a game. You just can't do it. And the Dallas game would kill you because they just lost to Carolina. They're not a great team, but they can score. So you just cannot make mistakes. And if you don't make big mistakes, you will win. You know, it's interesting. I came out of this game. I heard from multiple people this week who watched our game and are like, hey, Peter, I watched the game. I got to tell you, I know you guys lost, but I still really like you. Like, I really like what you guys are doing. Like, I see a lot of upside on this team. And I hear what they're saying. I feel the same way. I think the Commanders are better than 3-3, but you cannot make mistakes. That is the whole difference. That is the difference between 12-5 and dreaming of a Super Bowl and 10-7 and missing the playoffs is losing the turnover battle.
100%. I think that's really well said. You can't have three of them. You can't lose 3-0 in turnovers and expect to win a game.
Dude, and if it was 2-0, we would have won. 2-0, we would have won. 3, impossible.
I know. The injury situation here in Washington is not good. The Noah Brown situation, to have him miss 4 games, then he goes on IR, is confusing at best. But today at practice, no Debo, no Terry. There was some level of optimism about Terry maybe returning. He's not practicing, at least during the portion the media was able to watch. And then Debo's clearly going through it with this heel situation. If those two don't play, does that alter how you feel about Sunday's game?
God. I mean, at some point, you have to be affected by lack of weapons, right? I mean, yes, I would. No Debo would be a problem. You know, we're used to Terry right now. And it really has been nice to see some of these other pieces come along, and kind of feels like we're seeing McCaffrey really become a player. And that's very exciting. But I'm not saying I immediately don't give us a chance, because I think with Dallas's defense and our running attack, even being down our big weapons, we could be okay. But certainly, yeah, how would you not be concerned with no Debo? Obviously, he didn't do a ton on Monday either. You certainly want to have him out there.
Yeah, and you wonder how much the injury impacted him Monday, and if that'll continue. Like, if you get him out there and he's limited, how much does that help?
I just worry. I think the bigger concern for me offensively may be, you know, We were as of a week ago, everyone was so head over heels in love with Crosby Merritt. if he has another big putting the ball on the ground situation, if there's another big fumble from Bill, this thing could die as fast as it starts. That's the scariest thing about being a running back in this league, particularly when you're one of these stories who came out of nowhere and it's this dream scenario. The truth is, at that position, you are only as good as few fumbles you have. And you're closer to it, JP. If he has another big spot, are they going to keep going back to him over and over again?
Dude, I asked him yesterday. I was like, how crazy is this league where a week ago you had 150 yards, two touchdowns, you're the FedEx player of the week. 1 week later, everybody's just asking you about fumbles. And he's like, yeah, man, it's wild. I've got to clean it up. Like, he seems to be very cognizant of the issue. The Kingsbury and Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels, to his credit, have all said, we have full confidence in Bill. These things happen. You know, I think there's, what do they say, like, two's a coincidence, three's a trend, something like that.
Yeah.
He can't afford another one. And I don't know that Rodriguez is going to play. He didn't get he got one offensive snap, zero carries last week, has missed practice again with this calf injury. As B likes to point out, calf injuries freak him out because that's awfully close to the Achilles.
Yep.
They need a dub bad, dude. They need a dub bad.
This is a monster game. It's not one. Listen, I'm not going to go to must win seven games into the year. But
close.
To lose a divisional game against a team that you know is not very serious, it would really, really hurt. And they're not in a great spot, as you pointed out, health-wise. Man, this defense really needs to step up. Like, we know the Cowboys are going to get theirs, but the defense has to force a couple turnovers. I know the yardage is going to happen, but can you force a fumble or two? Can pressure lead to an interception? Can the defense just help this offense out a bit? If they do, I think it's enough to win this football game. And even though you're bummed about what happened against Chicago and Atlanta, frankly, you're sitting at 4-3. I think, you know, given all the injuries, you're feeling really good about that.
Yes, sir. Thank you for making time for us, as always, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, that's our boy Peter Rosenberg, just the boys talking ball. That's what we like to do on B. Mitch and Finley. All the football talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount+. Plus, count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. Time to make some bets when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I know that's unheard of. Well, I had a hot streak betting. Got to 8 in a row, which is a record, we believe. And, man, is the hot streak over. I took the Mariners last night. I got home from NBC, say, like 9:30 or so. Chatted with my wife for a minute. She went to bed. I sat down, put the baseball game on. At that point, I think it was, like, about tied. I don't know. It wasn't, like, a runaway. And within 2 innings, the Blue Jays proceeded to hit 17 home runs. Numbers are approximate. Did either of you watch baseball last night? Toronto was mashing in Seattle.
I did not watch Toronto versus Seattle last night, no.
It was an ass-kicking, dude. Like it was, I don't know. That was pretty remarkable. Whatever, let's make some bets. All right, we got NFL football tonight. Steelers, Bengals. The quarterbacks in this thing are combined 81 years old. Do we have a weather report from Cincinnati tonight? What's the weather look like in Cincy? There's crazy weather occurring across the country. We also have college football tonight. We got baseball tonight. The Caps, I don't think, play till tomorrow night, right? Yeah, no Caps tonight. But we got action. White Brian, how do we stand so far this week?
We all lost last night. B. Mitch is in first. He's the only one with a win, with 2 wins.
White Brian, I want to count on you, but sometimes you don't seem very authoritative in your recaps. But all right, so we need some wins tonight. Jeffrey, what do you like?
Oh, man, this is tough. This is tough. I'm going to take the Steelers. Oh, I can't even take their money line. I can't even take their money line. Come back to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's minus 270, Jeff.
I'm taking Cal Raleigh, 2 or more hits, runs, and RBIs.
I think that's the first time you've said Cal Raleigh and not Big Dumper.
I'm also taking Big Dumper plus 2 or more hits, runs, and RBIs.
I'm taking Jalen.
Go ahead. No, you go.
I'm taking a Jalen Warren anytime touchdown.
Okay. White Brian?
Joe Flacco, 250 yards.
Okay. Boys, what we have tonight is a plain, clear system pick. You have a team at home in a night game getting points, getting a bunch of points, 5.5 points. I don't think the Bengals are very good. Joe Flacco and I graduated from high school in the same year. I could not go be an NFL quarterback. I think they'll hang around, though. These games tend to be ugly. Just hang around, Cincinnati. That's all I need. I don't need heroes, okay? I just need covers. I see it at 5.5. Is that what you got me for here, White Brian?
Yep.
Bengals plus 5.5?
Plus 5.5.
Give it to me all damn day. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Doc Walker for joining us. Thank you to Sean Sharif for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to all the calls. That was a fun Bleep You Thursday. Also, Lamville, I got a DM from the guy that cursed and said he did not curse. He was using some other word. It just sounded like it. So, shout out to him.
Sounded an awful lot like it.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. Me and B are broadcasting live tomorrow from D-City Smokehouse. That place is awesome. Come by. If you're out and about on a Friday, you can hang out with me and Brian. Should be fun. Let's hope Terry McLaurin can practice. Thanks for listening. You made it as far. I owe you a beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.